This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The American Economic Association is going to hold its next annual meeting next January in San Diego, at which, for the first time, it's going to be the organization's policy that job interviews not take place in hotel rooms. Seems kind of self-evident that that's not a great idea, but until this year's conference, this past January, in a memo co-written by a Harvard economics PhD student named Catherine Holston, that was the way things were done. In an academic specialty that's got a not great track record in gender and racial equality. Catherine Holston, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
First things first, I suppose, I need the primer on what this annual meeting of the American Economic Association actually is, right?
Great. So the annual meeting takes place every year in January. It is both a giant economics conference where there are seminars happening and also a very large job fair for every PhD economist who's received the PhD in that year and wants to work in any type of academic job.
So you kind of have to be there, right?
Yes.
Okay. How then did it come to pass that you found out about this interview process? Because you're not yet in that process, right, as a third year?
That's right. I'm a few years from that process. Yeah. I actually found out about it when I was about to enter grad school. And I found out because an older female economist remarked that I typically wore skirts to work and that I would need to wear a pantsuit in my interview. So I asked why that would be the case. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's because you might be sitting on the bed. And I said, why would I be sitting on the bed in my job interview? In which case she explained, you know, that this process happens. There are so many interviews happening at once. And so many of them can take place in hotel bedrooms, in which case there's obviously an odd seating arrangement that doesn't quite look like an office.
Does it not seem insane to you that this happens?
Yeah, so it did immediately seem insane to me. And I started talking to other grad students, other economists, people who had been through the process to kind of find out why this was and if I was the only person who thought it was really weird. And it turns out there were other people who thought it was a problem, but also it's just been done this way for a very long time.
Yeah. We should say in writing about this, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that Ben Bernanke remembers sitting on beds in hotel rooms. So it's been a while. Mr. Bernanke is no spring chicken.
Right.
Are you gratified by the change in tone and approach by the AEA?
I'm very happy to see the change, and I'll just say it actually came much faster than I expected when I started kind of working on this. My original goal was to just have any type of change by the time I myself was on the job market, a little selfishly, and at the time that was 5 to 6 years out, and it's only been, I guess, about a year since we started talking about this.
Economics, we should say, and this came out sort of last year after this conference, economics is challenged in a lot of ways in terms of diversity and gender equality and all those kinds of things.
That's right. And it's actually surprising to a lot of people that the percentage of women in economics as full professors, as PhD students, a lot of those statistics, it's worse than many of the natural sciences. And also, we haven't seen a good amount of increase over the past few decades.
What's your area of study?
I study macroeconomics and finance, and I'm interested in inequality.
You're looking for a job in academia, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll be interviewing for academic jobs going through this process in about 2 to 3 years.
Well, best of luck to you. Catherine Holston, a third-year economics PhD student at Harvard, talking about the memo she wrote, which got the AEA to change its policies. Catherine, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.